Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here. Well, I'm here. It's an interesting day today because Rosenberg's out and he's handling some personal family business. And Ebro was supposed to be here, but something popped up too. So today we'll be going through some of our favorite moments of the year. We've had some good times, so we'll share those. But I'm here to give you flashing lights and keep you up to date on anything that's going on, okay? So have a good show coming up. Keep it locked. Bye. Oh, wait, Shawnee. Two callers right now. We're looking for you. 800-223-9797. I got tickets to see the Hip Hop Nutcracker at the NJ Pack, made hot by NJ Pack and Hot 97. So if you want these tickets, let's play Lord Never Loses next.
That's right. And this is our Styles P. Stuff, you know? I'm saying, YO, Queens, have it
for everybody.
Hey, it's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. I'm here. Look, the guys are not, but I'm here. And we're going to be going through some best of moments of the show. But I'm here to give you flashing lights. And of course, we're going to do something special because we have stuff to give away.
That's right.
Today, we're playing Listener Never Loses. That's what we're going to do.
Always a little funny and fun all at the same time.
I know. It's fun for us, too, to switch it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, see what the listeners know.
So we're going to do two callers. Each of you get 30 seconds.
That's right.
Right, to answer these questions. And whoever gets the most questions wins.
Yeah, and it's basic. It's not like the questions that you and Ebro have where it's like, what is the highest mountain in Yugoslavia?
Right.
It's not that deep. It's basic, you know, elementary school kind of questions.
So focus. Let's see, who do we have on the line, Shawnee?
So we have Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
All is well. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. And what do you do for a living?
I am a chef. In the daytime, bartender at night, mother of four.
Wow.
And I'm a hairstylist.
Wow. You do it all. Wow. God bless you.
Grinding. So you can get drinks, you can get cake. Food, and your hair did.
All that.
All that.
All
right. Hold tight for a second. Let's see who else we have on the line.
We got Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you all?
Okay. We're good. And tell us, what do you do for a living?
I am a bus driver, so I pick up all the crazy.
Absolutely. You make sure everyone gets from A to B to C to D. We appreciate you, Mike.
Thank you much, and all thanks.
All right, so Nice. Listen, guys. Ebro and Rosenberg are not here, so we're going to play something special called Listener Never Loses, okay?
Because one of you going to win.
I'm excited about that.
Okay, so Shawnee is going to give you guys each 30 seconds,
that's
okay?
Right.
Going to give you questions, and then you guys are going to answer them, and whoever answers the most questions, they get the prize, okay?
All right, so who goes first?
Okay.
Ladies first?
So you know what? We'll do ladies first.
That's right. All right.
Okay. Pay attention, all right? Here we go.
Okay, Leanne.
Wait.
What is the most populated country in the world?
Jesus.
Take a guess.
Atlanta?
The most populated country in the world.
Country.
Three, two,
one.
Okay, next. All
right, we'll go to the next one. What is the name of the national anthem of the United States?
You know this. Come on.
Wait, damn. Hold on. I got a brief. I still need a damn one.
She had a couple of shots before she left work.
The national anthem that they sing. What is it called? The
National, what you said, hold on, geez. I feel like
the national anthem
is the...
Three, two.
I'm driving, I'm sorry.
All right, boo, okay. that's your time. So, Mike, all you have to do is get one correct.
Yeah, all right.
Sure. So now, just for curiosity, do you know the answer to the first one, the most populated country in the world?
China?
Yes!
China is correct. And the answer to the second one, what is the name of the national anthem of the United States?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Correct!
Right. Are we giving him that? I was just asking him, because he could have looked that up. So this is your question.
No, you got to give him new questions.
Okay. This is your question.
All right.
We were just testing. Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Yeah, I fired.
All right. Which president is on the $5 bill?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Franklin?
Who?
Franklin?
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Okay.
Incorrect. All right. It is Lincoln. How many sides are on a pentagon?
Ooh. Five.
Mike wins.
Wow. All right. Mike, I had to think about that. I'm like, is it five?
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations, Mike. You got the tickets. Woo-hoo. So you're going to go to see the Hip Hop Nutcracker at NJ Pack. Okay, congratulations.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right. Sending both of you guys a lot of love. Happy holidays. And thank you guys for always checking in with us, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Have a blessed one.
All you right. Listen, that was...
Sometimes you don't remember. You know what I'm saying?
I said sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, please. Get it.
I mean, I probably would have got the first two right for sure.
Yeah.
And the third one about Lincoln. Pentagon. Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes it's pressure.
That's a nice way of covering it up, Shani.
I know, right? Salute to both of them, though.
Yes, but coming up, Flashing Lights, Meek Mill is doing something amazing for families during the holidays. I love reporting positive news, so we'll discuss it coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes, commercial free. Non-stop hip-hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. In the morning, Hot 97. Oh.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Lauren Styles can put us on.
Meek Mill is doing something amazing for Philly families. He's got his hometown covered for the holidays. Listen, he got together over $500,000 to make sure families have gifts for the holidays, which is great. He reached out to the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, the Sixers partner, Michael Rubin, managers at Roc Nation, and everyone just to support the huge gift giveaway that he's planning this coming Sunday. So Meek is not new to this. Like, he's always given back to Philly. Yeah. But I think that before he was sending, like, digital messages, obviously. You know, like, last year we were all locked down.
Right.
But this year he just plans to make it extra special. So that's dope, man.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. Like, Meek Mill really has become a man of the people. You know what I mean? And coming from humble beginnings, and we know all of his stuff that has gone on through his imprisonments and being locked up. But more than a lot of rappers, at least publicly, Meek Mill has given back on a consistently and just, you know, I admire that. I respect it.
Yeah, outside of his shenanigans, like the fact that he's still focused to make sure that every holiday he's focused on making sure that he's keeping his promises, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. Also, look, I saw the headline. Doesn't surprise me. Travis Scott removed from Coachella lineup. I mean, you knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Anything that he had coming up, don't count on seeing him perform anytime soon.
Right. He needs some time.
He needs to sit down for a little bit right now while, you know, all the legal situations are there. I can't even say settled because they're still popping up. He's in the billions right now.
Yeah, because literally this was what, last month that just happened?
It just happened. Yeah, the tragedy at Asheville just happened. So
families are still suffering.
People haven't even buried their loved ones yet.
So he may have to be quiet for a little while.
It just doesn't surprise me when I see people be like, oh my God. Like, what do you mean, oh my God? Like, something horrific just happened.
Yeah.
Don't plan on seeing him for at least another year.
Exactly. Check back with him this time next year. So, that's Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella.
All right. Makes sense.
That's your flashing light show, boy. The time is 7:02. Let me see. I didn't even check the weather today. How are we looking today locally? Today is a high of 44 degrees.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
We're waking up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
You guys give it up for Ed.
Yeah, we out here.
Give it up. Ed wants to play Ride or Die. He's got his girlfriend Petra. He wants to prank, but he needs some help.
What's good, bro?
Mm-hmm. What do you do, Namin?
I got a little job working at Metropolitan Wires. You know, we put up antennas. We the ones that got your phone from 3G to 4G.
So you're around here putting up antennas, and let's just say while you was putting up that antenna, you noticed that somebody had left their door open. You went inside their house. You found some money.
Okay.
Now you're going to call Petra and be like, yo, babe, I need you to leave work right now. I can't leave. I just found 10 stacks, 10 bands. Yes. Ooh. And I need you to come get this 10 bands, stash it so I don't get caught, and then let's take this vacation we always dreamed about.
Okay.
You need to come walk these dogs so you can represent Wu, you know what I mean?
In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids.
All right, let's do this.
So you die.
I got you.
Are you sure? Because you only have 30 seconds to pull this off.
I got you.
You gotta sound convincing.
Already.
And we're going to live in this fat ass crib with thousands
of kids.
All right.
Well, I'm at work. I found $10,000. I need you to drop what you're doing, come get this money right now, and go back to work. You know what I said?
I heard you.
Come on, let's go.
What?
Come get this money real quick.
Get this money where?
Come get this money. I'm in the office. Come get this money.
Wait. Who is this?
Yo, Ed, she doesn't even know your voice.
Oh my God, she's not about to die.
Petra. Your man Ed wanted to see if you was ride or die.
Oh my God. Yo, I'ma whoop your butt, I swear to God.
How you don't know my...
No, man, I'm confused. You talking some crazy stuff in the phone. Yeah, I didn't know who you were for a minute. I'm like, who this?
Well, I have a question. Is he talking more like a rapper than he usually does?
He talk weird, I don't know. I can't believe he did this to me. Wait until he get home. I'm gonna whoop his butt.
See, that's what you get, man, for talking like Wu-Tang liner notes.
Just remember, walk them dogs so you can live.
I got you, bro.
Fat ass crib with thousands of kids.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you today? It's time to play Curved with the people. Curved is a little something where people have been on dates, and they thought it was all good, and never heard from the person again. And you went on a date with a man by the name of Steve.
Yes.
My notes here says you went to Little Italy to Danico.
Dead in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it was a great restaurant, and you thought things were good, and you just never heard from him again after the date.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised. I thought everything went really well, and I thought we really hit it off, and then I never heard anything.
Well, I mean, there's several things I can make assumptions about, but we're going to get Steve on the line, okay, Liz?
Okay.
This is Steve.
This is Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
What's
Why are you calling me? I don't understand.
Well, you said you would come on Curved on Hot 97 because you went on a date with Liz, and tell us why you never texted her or called her after you guys went on a date.
Oh, I forgot about that. Man, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I did, and...
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. But...
Steve, why didn't you hit her again after the date? What happened?
Well, okay, I took her to a really nice restaurant. I dumped about $200 on her, $220 with the tip. Look, she's no Liz Taylor, this girl. She's got a butter face, okay? And I didn't want to date her. You know, I don't want to be mean or nasty.
Really?
But the girl is, you know, she's not my type. She's not the type of person I want. The picture that she had on the side I was on was just kind of shaded. And, you know, as if the minute I saw her in the light, it was just not going to happen. And so that's...
I knew this was going to be it, guys. I didn't want to make this assumption, but... hey, Steve, we got Liz on the line. Liz, sorry. This one breaks my heart a little bit.
Hey, Steve. What the hell? You think I have a better face? You're acting like you look exactly like your photos, and you don't, okay?
I look better in person.
Okay.
I purposely put pictures that don't... you know, flatter me so girls don't have high expectations.
Those are ones that don't flatter you? Wow.
You pick the one picture that covers half your face.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, girls do that.
If you had a great body, it would be perfect. I'd just throw a bag over your head.
All right. Now you okay. All right.
No. Now he's being mean.
You're talking about like you're a perfect 10 or anything. Talking about, you know, you said you look like Jason Statham. Technically, you look like Bruce Willis. You know, the old one.
Bruce isn't bad, though. Bruce was kind of popping, though.
So I don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Look, I'm not going to tell you who she looks like, okay?
I want to know.
You remember that? There was a woman named Ruth Buzzy back in the 70s. I don't know if you guys are probably too young.
Yeah. How old are you, bro?
Listen, it's nobody's business how old I am.
Really? Okay, you're going to call a girl out, call her ugly on the radio, and you won't say your age?
You're 15, okay?
Oh.
Once you get your permit's license, then ask me how old I am, okay? Once you can drive on your own.
Yo, Steve, calm down, bro.
And he's worried about being picky?
All right, this is a mess.
Yo, Steve, you're a bro.
Listen, just because I'm honest, you guys are...
You're not honest. I just asked you how old you were. You won't even answer.
I'm a dick because I'm an honest man.
Hey, Liz, shut up. I got this. Steve, you're not honest. I asked you how old you are. You won't answer.
That's pleading the fifth.
Announcing their age. Women don't say their age. Men say their age.
All right, guys, listen, this thing is derailing. Steve, it doesn't sound like you want to go
out.
I
hate you, Steve.
This is a mess. I'm over it.
Hey, I love you, okay?
Steve, listen, it doesn't sound like you want to ever see Liz again.
I don't even want to see her, like, you know, across the street.
All right.
That's unnecessary.
Right. Steve, later.
Get rid of him.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Yeah, Ebro in the Morning. You know what it is? DJ John Tom, baby. Shining Culture, Laura Stiles, Cass, and the whole crew's here, man. Listen, Hot 97 is stuffing your stocking this Christmas with the 12 days of hotness. You know what that means? You get prizes, baby. Be calling number 9, and you win an Oculus VR set. That's dope. Virtual reality. That's dope. Made hot by Columbia Records and Hot 97. Be calling number 9, baby. Cass, one back to you, baby.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right, guys. Kim Kardashian made it clear in new legal docs that she is in no way trying to fix her marriage to Kanye. So the story basically is that Kim filed docs last Friday to restore her marital status to single. leaving property settlement and custody issues for another day in the future. Basically, Kim just wants to be officially, legally Kim Kardashian. She wants to drop the West. And in her declaration, she says no counseling or reconciliation effort will be of any value at this time. So basically, she's done. So as much as Kanye is trying to get her back publicly, I don't think that this is going anywhere. I think that Kim has made up her mind and she just wants to co-parent and have a healthy co-parenting situation. And speaking of Kim Kardashian, did you see she finally passed the baby bar? She had been trying to pass, you know, I think she failed like 2-3 times and she just kept going. So congratulations to her. I mean, listen, those exams are not easy and most people fail. You know what I mean? So the fact that she just, you know, Kim is filthy rich. She doesn't need to do anything. But the fact that she's focused and this is something, a personal goal, I say kudos to her.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flash in your life.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, now Pandora's box has been opened. The crazy things that children say, inspired by, Laura, this is Northwest, right?
Yes, so there's a story. Kim Kardashian was recently a guest on Mom Confessions on The Ellen Show. And they asked her, you know, like, you know, what's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you?
And?
What's the meanest thing your child has ever said to you? And she said, yo, every time I get into some kind of disagreement with my daughter, North, she thinks it's going to get to me. But she say things like, your house is so ugly. It's all white. Who lives like this?
I looked up the pictures. I now understand what she means. Right. It is very strange.
You know, like, but they, that's, you know, crazy. It's art to her and Kanye. They spent so much money and time creating this, like, perfect art piece to live in. Meanwhile, North is like, what the hell is this?
Well, listen, no one likes to admit, you know, especially people do not like to admit. And guys, if I'm being honest, can I just be, I'll be real with you. My black and Latinx friends are definitely more likely, or less likely, I should say, to admit that their kids talk crazy.
Oh, bro.
They're like, no, my kid wouldn't talk crazy. Every kid talks crazy, yes, at some point.
Yes, yes. My friend has curly hair, right? And in the morning, you know, when you're running to grab all the kids together, take them to school, you know, you've seen it. Like, parents barely with some sweats on. Let's go.
That's it.
She said that her kid in front of everyone's like, Mom, how come you never comb your hair? Look at the other moms in front of everyone. She was like,
wow.
Now, Shawnee told us a great throwback with his daughter, who's now grown.
Yes.
But a throwback. What'd she say again?
At the time, when she walked into my brother's space, she was like, what a dump. And it was just extremely disrespectful. We didn't expect it. But the place was looking like a crazy dump. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, none of us. Hear her little voice. What a dump.
Just give us that one line that you and your family all remember, because it was the craziest thing your kid ever said. Laura was asking me about my niece and nephew.
Because I'm sure they've said something.
No, they've definitely disrespected me on more than one occasion. I'm trying to remember what it was. The first thing that popped in my mind was my brother going up and having a conversation with his neighbors across the street. And the neighbor has this really cute kid
who they know well, and my brother's standing there talking to the mom and the mom's child, little son, who's like 3 years old, comes over and just points at my brother and goes, "Why are you wearing lady pants?" They were skinny jeans, okay?
Right. Oh, my God. You know, I just remembered one, too. My boy had gained a couple of pounds, right? And he said he had gone home for, like, Thanksgiving, and he saw his family. He saw his adorable niece. She ran up to him and was like, "You're bigger."
Yeah, they gonna look. They gonna state
You're
the
bigger.
Obvious, bro. They gonna state the obvious.
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
"You're bigger" is comedy.
"You're bigger" is a great line. It's literally the most direct, honest thing.
"You're
it's
bigger."
What everyone wants to say when you've seen someone who's gained weight.
Right.
If it's a friend of yours, you do want to be like, "Yo, you're bigger. What happened?"
Right.
And kids just come up and say it. Yo, that is incredible. And also very telling that
so
Shawnee's
foul.
Kid had learned the phrase, "This is a dump."
I know.
What a dump. I was like, wow.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
Don't you stop. I need that.
Cass, when you have nieces and nephews, I know you've heard something.
Well, I mean, there was one time, I'm trying to remember it correctly, when one of my nephews, we were with my grandfather, who's actually a little bit darker skinned, and my nephew, which was lighter, goes to him, "Oh, I'm just looking for grandpa's color in this crayon box so that I could put it on my skin." And I was like,
"No, no, no." Yo, kids
gosh.
Say the damnedest and most awkward things. Shawnee, we have people on the line?
Yeah, we got Justin.
Justin.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's up?
Good morning. Tell us, do you have a niece, nephew, son, or daughter who says something wild?
My 3-year-old son right here. So we go to the barber shop, and he get his cut. He fresh. He look in the mirror. You know,
okay.
He get a thumbs up. So by the time I get in the chair, the barber just start cutting my hair. He look at me and say to the whole shop, "Daddy ugly, yo." I'm like, damn.
Oh my
yo.
God.
Wow.
I didn't even complete the cut.
You didn't even give me a chance.
Now, is your 3-year-old with you right now? Is he with you right now?
Yeah, he is. Hey, Pop, say what's up. Oh, no,
now he wants to be shy.
Right.
He doesn't
want
to not shy in the barber shop.
Now?
Now, Justin, just a warning, because he's hearing you retell this story many times, he probably is going to think this is hilarious and do it again.
Oh, exactly. And we got an appointment Saturday, so.
Oh, man.
Good luck, Justin. Thank you, man.
Wow. Thanks, Justin.
All right, Shawnee, who we got?
David,
what happened?
Good morning. My 6-year-old daughter, we went into my friend's house, and they have dogs, and their dogs piss everywhere. They urinate everywhere. So my 6-year-old was like, "This house really smells really bad. I do not want to go inside."
Just made an announcement.
Played everybody.
Yes. As soon as they opened the door, she smelled it like, it. You know that smell of a dog urine that just hit her in the face?
Yes.
Like really bad in the wood, and she just stood there. And I stood there speechless. I didn't know what to say.
What did your friend say?
She turned whiter than what she was.
Even whiter.
You try to put a straight face, like you don't want to even say something about somebody's house.
Right.
But unfortunately, the kids have no filter.
Oh my gosh.
Just gotta like that, it's not a nice thing to say.
Yo, thank you, man. Well, let's take one more, Shawnee.
Yo, he's still stumped. He's like, "I didn't even know what to say."
Yo, it's the worst. And by the way, the kid probably heard them say before, "You know their house smells like pee." She probably
exactly.
heard them say that. I guarantee it.
You got Bridget.
Bridget.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. My son was and this is probably more than 20 years ago. He was 3 years old, Head Start. And he had to draw a picture of, the family and everything, telling about your family, who's in your family. And he got it from my mother, who she's always has, she's fussing at him. She calls him the N-word at home. So when the teacher asked him to, tell us about your family, he said, "Oh, this is my mom, and this is my dad, and this is my brother. He's the N-word." I was so embarrassed.
Wow.
No. In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy Rosenberg.
Wake up!
Hot 97.
Laurel Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laurel Styles gonna put us on.
All right, guys. Now, this story, we talked about it so many times, and it's crazy that it's still. You know, the more we get updates, it still infuriates me. So after a five-year battle, hundreds of gymnasts who were victims of Larry Nassar's sexual abuse reached a $380 million agreement to settle their lawsuits against the USA Gymnastics and the USA Olympic Committees. So 332 female athletes back in 2018, they had sued for $500 million. So he was a monster. But, you know, I always say, even though he's behind bars, there were so many people who looked away. And with these young women, these little girls, because some of them were as young as 12, 13 years old, you know, reported their sexual assault. People just ignored and looked away because they wanted to keep this perfect vision of the U.S. gymnastics. They loved these young women when they were champions, when they won gold medals. But as soon as they needed help, nobody helped them. So the fact that they're getting some kind of settlement, yeah, it's great. But still, the fact that they had to go through all that abuse is just horrifying. There's a documentary that I saw on Netflix about it that really breaks everything down. So if you guys ever want to, like, check it out. But, woof, this story is heavy. It's heavy. But in lighter news, Cardi B hopped on her IG Live just to thank her fans for supporting her record, I Like It, after it became certified diamond. Now Cardi B is the first female rapper to have three diamond singles. This is great because when Cardi B goes back and talks about putting her album together, she does mention how Offset had to personally call people to support her because not everyone was on Team Cardi. So it's just beautiful to see how far she's come.
On the flash, lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Wake up. Wake their ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city. Right here on Hot 97.
75, same color t-shirt. What? 1995. 2005. Seen it with my eyes. Dope, still alive. Dope. Real mob ties. Real frog eyes. Real whole pies. All time high.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On my way through Manhattan, I literally got out of my car to direct traffic. That's how bad the gridlock was. Directing traffic. Yo, my man, why you pulling it? Why you blocking the box, yo?
How'd it work out for you?
It was great.
So you helping sounds a lot like you yelling at people, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Shawnee, somebody's on the phone and saw me directing traffic. Where'd you see me directing traffic? Let's see if this is real.
I just left the Shake Shack. I was trying to tell my girl that that was Ebro. She thought I was wilding, bro. I was like, yo, that's Ebro from the radio station. She's like, yo, why would he be directing traffic, babe? Like, yo.
That's a good question. 97 minutes commercial free every morning with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash. What? Lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
A lot of talk behind the scenes, man, about this Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion situation. If you're just tuning in and you missed the update, you know, we've been hearing about this ongoing case. A lot of he said, she said on the internet. But it looks like we're starting to get some answers. And it's not pretty, guys. Ugh. So according to reports, TMZ specifically said that Tory Lanez shouted "Dance, bitch, dance" while firing gunshots at the ground near Megan's feet. That ended up injuring her.
What does he think this is a movie?
He thinks it's Harlem Nights.
Right, right.
At least according to testimony from a detective that's on the case. Detective Ryan Stogner took the stand Tuesday during a preliminary hearing in Tory's case. And he said that Megan did say that Tory was very intoxicated during the time. He also went to describe that Tory was standing on a stepboard of the SUV while Megan was outside. And as soon as Tory fired the shots, she immediately, you know, fell to her feet. That's when she started bleeding. Remember, we saw videos of her walking away bleeding.
Right.
And she crawled into like a driveway in a nearby residence.
He's saying that she was standing outside of the vehicle on the stepboard of the car when he took the shots.
Yes. Yes.
This whole situation is crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why is it taking so long for everything to get out? For the whole, like, we're getting these stories in bits and pieces. Like, been how long? How long ago did this happen? Like a year ago?
2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, he also said under oath that Megan told him that Tory apologized and begged her not to tell, allegedly offering her money to keep her mouth shut because he was on probation. Mm-hmm. Megan initially explained her injury, claimed that she stepped on broken glass. But Megan later admitted that she only said it was glass because of the political climate. She was afraid that cops might shoot Tory if they found out there was a gun in the car, which I understand.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was the height of Black Lives Matter. You know, George Floyd had just got hit, Ahmaud Arbery.
And I understand her not trusting LAPD. I get it.
Yeah. You don't want him to die for this, you know.
So what's more, a recorded phone call was played that Tory made from jail to a woman who was also with Megan during the incident. Remember, it was Megan and her friend that were in the car.
Right.
In the phone call, Tory apologizes on the call for something he did because he was too drunk. And then Tory got pissed in the courtroom and started yelling out, "How are you going to tell me what I apologize for?"
Oh, my gosh.
That's when his attorney had to calm him down and the judge heard enough during the hearing to move forward with a trial, which is now set to begin January 13th. Now, Tory's facing one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm in a matter that caused great bodily injury, and one count of carrying a concealed unregistered weapon.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This sounds crazy. This was the trial to decide whether this was going to continue?
I think if it was going to go to trial.
And he spazzes out inside of this courtroom to where his lawyer has to calm him down and the judge decides, you know what, yeah, we're going to take this to trial.
It's always been a conversation, right? Like, did he shoot her? She said she got shot. There's pictures and footage of her in the hospital getting fragments removed from her feet.
Yeah.
But I think that he's claiming he didn't shoot her because I guess now that we're getting some kind of clarity, he was shooting at her feet, like to scare her, but he ended up hurting her.
Right.
So you did shoot her.
Which we assumed, that you was playing around with the gun, which you shouldn't have been, and she got shot in the process. But he's reckless. That's a reckless move.
I think it's sad how people keep just discrediting Megan because the bullet didn't directly hit her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hit her because they were like, well, she was performing weeks afterwards. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's
like
reckless.
Someone was shooting at you. Purposely. What are we saying?
He's ridiculous. And he needs to get his emotions under control because clearly the judge can see you're emotionally erratic. You're in the courtroom now, and this is where you actually might have a chance for us to try to dismiss it or throw it out. And here you go spazzing in the courtroom. Yeah, we're going to make you pay. You're going to learn today.
Bro, so I'm sure we'll learn more information as, you know, the trial happens. But it's just so sad. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:04. I have 53 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Thank you.
David Schwimmer, you said, was 57.
David
Schwimmer. He's 55.
Schwimmer.
Schwimmer.
He's not in Ray Schwimmer.
He's not David Schwimmer?
Or Simmer. David. You don't know you have any idea who David Schwimmer is?
No.
Never heard of him in your life.
I probably have.
It's a guy from Friends.
It's Ross from Friends.
Who's Ross?
Oh, Ross. No, I don't know. No, I know you're talking about.
Do you know Ross?
I do know Ross.
Yo, Shani, did you watch Friends?
No. But I've seen, I've like, seen you know.
But he knows who Ross is. He knows who Chandler is. You know which is which.
Yeah, like, I didn't watch Seinfeld either, but I know.
Yo, I had a crush on Phoebe. I thought Phoebe was fly.
Take it as a yes.
It's a David Schwimmer. David Schwimmer. Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer. Let's play a game called Can Shani Say David Schwimmer's Name?
Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer.
Nope. Schwimmer. That's what I said.
No. Laura, what's he said every time? It's been like Schwimmer.
Yeah. Ray Schwimmer.
You're saying Ray Schwimmer when really.
Like, right, ask like, me if I know.
Like, I just looked up literally actors. Okay?
John.
And you start at the top, and Shani will know everyone.
Like, don't go like Tom Hanks. Like, come
Johnny
on.
Depp. Yes.
Do I know Johnny Depp?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's black.
Brad Pitt, Harrison Ford, Tom Hanks, Leo, Tom Cruise.
Those are easy.
Shani, do you know who Daniel
Okay, okay, how about this?
I'm good with everybody he named.
How about Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yes.
You do?
But I'm trying to visualize his face. Is that
Brokeback Mountain. You saw that.
No.
Did I see? I didn't see Brokeback Mountain.
I know.
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gosling, yeah. I know Gosling. That's like...
He's married to Eva Mendes.
Yeah. I'm trying to visualize his face, though. He kind of has a...
He's cute.
Isn't Ryan Gosling The Notebook?
Is it The Notebook?
Look at his picture.
I never even saw The Notebook. Griff said, yeah, he's The Notebook.
Yeah, that's what
I know you know Downey Jr. I know you know De Niro. I know you know McConaughey. I know you know Damon.
Yes.
Affleck. Yes. You know all those.
Mm-hmm. It was harder ones.
How about Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, I know Jennifer Lawrence. She's hot. She got boobs, right?
She got boobs.
Yeah. She hot. I know.
She got boobs.
That's what's up? May the Force, not May the Force be with you.
Jennifer Lawrence is Ben Affleck's ex.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Is it? No. Is it?
No, that's Jennifer
Garner.
How about Channing Tatum?
Yes.
Yes, because all the chicks like him. So I've heard his name. Like,
Magic Mike.
They be on him. He was in that dance movie, right?
Yes. All right, who else? Give us harder ones.
Amy Adams.
No, I don't know who that is.
I like Amy Adams.
Who is that?
She was Sherlock Holmes. She was in the Sherlock Holmes joints, right?
Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
Amy Adams.
How about Mark Ruffalo?
Oh, no, that's the wrong lady. That's not Amy Adams. I'm saying somebody else.
Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, like, I know. Mark Ruffalo like is Incredible Hulk.
I know who he is.
Incredible Hulk, in the Marvel.
Yeah, that's Mark Ruffalo.
I like that dude.
All right, do you
His
know
name
who,
is Mark Ruffalo?
Do you know who Edward Norton is?
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Ed Norton?
Yeah.
Not Ed Norton from The Honeymooners.
You mean Ralph's boy?
Ed Norton, American
History X.
Yo, Ed Norton's not even a new one, Shani. That's one you should know. That's from an era when we were actually still seeing movies.
I feel like...
Right. You saw American History X.
I do, and I've always been mad that he took... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I think I've been in denial of him because of Ralph's boy. You know what I'm saying?
Because of Ralph Graham and Ed Norton.
Yeah, just like, come on, fam. You really just going to have the name
Ed How are you going to just be named Ed Norton?
Yeah, you can't just
and
be.
Act like
how
it's
you
all
named
good?
After a fictional character?
Yeah, like, it's like a real actor coming out.
Oh, here's a good one, Laura. I have a good
named
one
Jack
for
Tripper. I'd be like, really? No, I don't know you, fam.
Okay.
Laura, here's a good one that I
There's only
you'll
one
know,
Jack
Shani
Tripper I acknowledge.
All right.
Shani, what about John Hamm?
I don't know John Hamm.
Oh, you know
You don't know who John Hamm is, Laura.
No. Y'all know John Hamm. Stop.
Yo, Laura, stop. Come on, stop. You say
Mad Men.
To say it.
Mad Men, front fam.
John Hamm.
Y'all don't remember Mad Men?
John Hamm.
Oh, I know him.
I'm Googling.
I like
well, I don't know if you do, though. I don't think you can. With actors, this isn't music because you can't say, like, you recognize the song. If someone says, who's John Hamm? And you go, I have no idea. You don't know who he is.
I don't know by name, but I've seen him.
But that's the whole thing. It's by name.
No, you can know somebody by face.
But it's not really knowing them. There are a lot of actors I'd be like that about.
John Hamm.
I confuse them.
Just like the guy who was in Boardwalk.
John Hamm, Ebro, you know John Hamm by look. You know his voice when he voices over a commercial. Like, you know him.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Like...
Yo, what's the Italian dude that was in Boardwalk that was your neighbor? What's his name?
Oh, John Caravalli or whatever.
Caravalli?
Bobby Cannavale.
Bobby Cannavale. I never know his name, but I know who he is.
Mm.
And I think he's mage. I just
don't know. But the difference is if I said, do you know who Bobby Cannavale is? You would have said yes.
Yeah.
You would have said yes. Yeah, I said, do you know who John Hamm is? You went, nope. No idea who that is.
I gotta look him
and
up.
He's high level.
I gotta run
he's
my like, Googles, but that's what I'm saying. I had to run my Googles.
Googles.
You said John Hamm's high level. Is he Matt Damon level?
No. No one's Matt Damon level, but he's no. one notch. He's a notch below.
Paul Rudd. Y'all know Paul Rudd.
I know Paul Rudd. I like Paul
Rudd. I don't know Paul Rudd. Rudge?
Shawnee, I hate you. Shawnee, I outright hate you.
Yeah. Yo. No, you know Paul Rudd, fam. Rudd. Paul Rudd is Ant-Man in the Marvel.
Oh, you should yeah, doesn't know the one ish Wednesdays after version.
Paul Rudd might be one of my favorite actors because he's up there with my man. He's up there with who's on? What's my man? Ted Lasso. What's his name? Jason Sudeikis. Yep. Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis might be my two favorite actors.
Paul Rudd is the romantic comedy guy.
Everyone likes Paul Rudd, and everyone knows him of all backgrounds. They all see him and go, "Oh, it's my man."
What about Jason Sudeikis? Do you know Paul Rudd is dope.
He used to be with Jennifer. What's her name?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, used to be with Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know who you're
Paul
saying.
Rudd and Jennifer Aniston was.
Paul Rudd definitely Affleck. Just been married
I
to
mean,
some.
That's I think, not Ben Affleck. That's what's your man from Snatch.
Paul Rudd shared an awkward moment with emotional.
I feel like just googled Aniston. It. It's first. Okay.
I feel like Paul Rudd's been with a regular his wife forever. I think.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I like this. I'm about dude, to look man. For actors in La La Land. How about that?
I've not seen that movie.
Kim, neither have I. That's why I'm looking for actors in La La Land.
I never saw La La Land. Was it good?
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
If Paul Rudd walked past me on the street, I'd be like, "Yo, he looks familiar."
Shawnee, who's Shawnee won't know.
Like,
Gal
I know
Gadot.
His face. From
Shawnee, you know Gal Gadot? No way.
Gal Gadot.
Yes, I do.
No, not by name.
She's new.
Laura,
she's
if you said Laura, yes. if you do flashing lights, Laura, and you had straight up just said to us, "I don't know who Gal Gadot is," I would have sent PO an email. You need to have a someone needs
I
to talk
Gal Gadot
to her.
Gal Gadot.
Wait, why would she need to know Gal Gadot?
I just don't
she's
know.
Wonder Woman. She's like right now the number one woman in the game.
Is.
She's
it's hers right now.
She's pretty hot.
All right, who else? Give us some more.
Gal Gadot.
I don't even know where to look for actors. That's the problem. And
Emma
by the way,
Stone.
Who?
Yeah.
I know Emma Stone, but I don't think I could pick her out of a lineup.
Shawnee, do you know who Emma Stone is?
I know the name for sure. In my brain, I can't see the face.
Let's see what
but
you
I know right, Emma Shawnee. Stone.
All right, Shawnee. Brittany.
I didn't know that
Murphy.
Was Emma Stone. I didn't know it was Emma Stone.
Oh yeah,
Brittany
yeah, yeah.
Murphy.
Oh, Brittany Murphy. I do.
Brittany Murphy.
No.
That's not Eddie Murphy's sister.
No.
Shawnee,
do you know Brittany
R&B.
Murphy?
Brittany Murphy. I feel like I went to high school with her
okay.
or something.
Clueless.
Just the other day, Jazz was like, "Man, Brittany Murphy, man, it's so sad she died." I was like, "Brittany Murphy died?"
Yes.
Brittany
Murphy?
No, no, but
I
he was
not
confusing
remember
it, but you were
that.
Confusing it. Come on.
No, I did not remember she died, bro. I forgot. Well,
did y'all watch the movie?
Yeah.
Which movie?
Did she die?
There's a whole movie about her right now. That's probably why Jazz brought it up, because she's culturally in touch, unlike you.
Wow.
There's a whole doc. There's a whole doc right now.
I didn't know
right
about
now.
The movie, though.
Of course, my
dad.
Yeah,
there is
just
a doc.
Watched.
It's called "What Happened to Brittany Murphy." That is what happened. I go, "What do you mean? What happened to Brittany Murphy? What happened?" She was like, "She died." I was like, "What?"
You're like, "This is. You should tell someone." She's like, "No, no, people know."
There's a whole doc about it.
You should call someone. Well, what do you mean?
Yo,
is
what
she okay?
happened to
no,
Brittany Murphy?
Someone should investigate. They did a full movie investigation.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Okay, what about Reese Witherspoon,
yes.
Shawnee Culture?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I do know Reese
Witherspoon. Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Too high profile.
Eddie Murphy.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. That's the...
These ones aren't shouldn't
yeah,
be.
No.
I'm just making sure. I'm just setting the table.
Richard, yeah, you got to set the baseline.
Those are too high profile.
That's Richard Gere's
You
got to
set
chick.
The table, though. You got to set the table.
Okay.
Shawnee, do you know Michael J. Fox?
Okay, stop. Yeah. You're embarrassing yourself, Ebro. No, how yeah. about this? I have the better ones you're forgetting, Ebro.
He's
Here are some
guy.
Good ones for him. Here are okay. some ones that Shawnee may not know that are great. Shawnee, do you know Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I know Seth.
Okay.
Seth Rogen. But for some reason, just because you say their first name doesn't make me believe you know them.
Yo, I know Seth. But that's my G. You
from
know
what?
Saying?
What's your G from?
Where's your G from?
He just like, you know what I'm saying? He's like average Joe looking dude. It's like, you know, when we chill, it's
average
always a good
Joe
time.
Joe looking dude. Not yeah, really. He looks mad, not regular.
Yeah,
like there's nobody else look. That looks like him, to be honest.
Yeah, it's unique, yeah. but it's still it's like
okay. Yeah, Shawnee. Yeah. Zach Galifianakis.
I've heard this name before.
Okay.
This is a very special last name.
Yeah.
I tried to
Greek.
Pronounce it
Keep
a
going.
Few times.
Yeah, okay.
Galifianakis.
Galifianakis.
Am I just thinking
Gialis.
Of a Gallus?
No, it's not a Gallus. It's Galifianakis.
Wait, what's his first name again?
Zach Gallus.
I know Zach Gallus. I know Zach Gallus,
yo. Shawnee, how about Ebro? I thought you were going to go, how about Zach Efron?
Ooh. I know that name for sure. But me and Zach Gallus.
Zach Efron's a teeny Gallus? Bopper name, though, isn't it? That's a little teeny
yeah,
bopper.
He was.
Yeah,
he was.
He's
that was
famous. But wait, let's
wait,
go back
I gotta
to
look up.
Gallus Fanakis.
I got to look up Mr.
Yo,
Gallus.
Yo, Gallus. Zach Gallus Fanakis.
Gallus. How do you spell Gallus?
All right, Johnny, Johnny,
I can't
Johnny.
Even Google him because I'm spelling his last
if you
name.
Don't know
G-Y-A.
Who he is, though, you don't know.
If you don't
know
who
you
he is, it don't even matter. He
I
was
know
in,
that
remember
name.
Hangover, the little dude with the beard in Hangover?
Oh,
the
yeah,
crazy
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
oh, speaking
yeah.
of which, Shawnee, well, that'll give it away, I guess. But Shawnee, you obviously know Bradley Cooper.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The
okay.
gals them sugar.
With his fine ass, Bradley
See?
Cooper, of course.
See? See?
Is that what you think Shawnee was thinking, Laura?
No.
Like, oh, Bradley with his fine ass.
I was
ass.
Thinking.
He said yes.
I said the girls them sugar because I know the ladies liking it. As soon as I said that, Laura's like, well, his fine ass.
Okay. All right, Shawnee.
All right.
Shawnee, do you know?
Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Jonah Hill. I know Jonah Hill.
Do you know Jonah Hill?
But do you? Because you just keep
Jonah
repeating
Hill?
And saying the word I know in front of me.
I know.
Jonah Hill black?
No, he's not black.
Jonah.
I'm thinking of...
Not Judah.
Who I'm thinking about? Hill, the black sister who do
Lawrence.
Sports.
Well, let's stay there.
Lauren,
you know who I'm talking about?
Okay.
Sister who do sports.
Jamel.
Jamel Hill?
No
hold on.
Yes.
You just can hold on.
No relation.
Hold on.
In my brain, I'm like, who am I thinking about?
You just connected Jonah Hill and Jamel Hill?
Yeah.
Yo, Ebro, never once in your brain have you ever associated they even have the last name.
I never even thought about it.
Never even thought Shawnee. That they have the same last name.
I never
name.
Thought about Jamel Hill, Jonah Hill, and Lauren Hill together. never crossed my mind.
Shawnee's super bad.
Super bad.
Yeah, he's in
you
super bad.
He's never seen super
Wolf
bad.
Of Wall Street.
Oh,
okay. Okay, Wolf of Wall Street. Shawnee. Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're not good at this.
Yeah, I know, right? Mr. Titanic himself. Might, come on, we know
there you
that.
Go, Mr. Titanic.
Yo, you never know, though.
You never know.
You gotta at least give Shawnee some layups here.
There's certain people.
Shawnee, who's James Gandolfini?
I know that name.
Oh, yeah.
James
no doubt.
Gandolfini.
Come on, you know this yeah. one.
James Gandolfini.
I mean, Ebro saw him on the street once. Got into a little.
I helped him. He got into a scooter accident across the street from the radio station.
Oh yeah.
But who is it, Shawnee? That's the question.
Representing New Jersey.
Gandolfini.
Iconic show.
I mean, when you say like Feeney, I'm thinking like Ayo.
Okay, yes.
Keep going.
Gandolfini.
Keep going.
Can we go Sopranos?
Yes.
There you go.
Take it too long. It's taking too long. It's not. That's as far as I could go.
Yes. All right,
Tony Soprano. Yes. Tony.
Oh yeah. Shawnee, nice, do you know Natalie Portman?
Yes. I do. Natalie Portman. Yep.
From?
I don't know. Is she like doing ballet in like one of those movies?
There you go. Black Swan.
Oh, okay. Black Swan.
Good job. He delivered.
There you
good
go.
Job.
That was a good one. Shawnee, do you know
Let's see.
Dwayne Johnson.
Rock.
Okay. Look at you, look at you, man.
I just want to make sure, man. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'll be wanting to know.
All right. One more, and that's it. One more.
Last one. Do you know it, Laura?
Last one.
How about?
Okay.
Oh, Shana, here you go. You'll know this one for sure.
Oh, give us a hard one.
Chris Evans.
Oh, that's a good one.
Chris.
That's a good one. I don't know who Chris Evans is.
Wow.
Let me Google him.
You don't know Chris Evans now?
No.
I wouldn't recognize him either, actually. No, I don't.
Okay.
Shani, that's Captain America, man.
I had to Google him.
Captain America?
It's Chris. Yes.
That's not helping Shani, bro.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
How about Chris Pratt?
I thought we was trying to stump Shani, not help
Chris Evans.
How about Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt. No. That doesn't even sound familiar.
Wow.
Oh, Chris Evans, I wouldn't know that. I like
him. Okay.
Chris
Shani,
Pratt,
do you know?
Oh, I got one.
Do you know?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth?
I had to Google him too,
Shani. All right. Shani, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. Yes.
But she's hot. How about
boobs? Sorry.
Steve Carell.
Come on.
Ooh, yeah, I know Steve Carell.
Okay.
Steve Carell.
Got it. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Shani, you ready?
Yes.
Chris Pratt.
Somebody just said that.
We just said that.
Oh, you said Chris Pratt?
Evans, I did Pratt.
Okay, I have one last one, and we have to wrap this up. What about Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa. Yeah, that's Lisa Bonet's dude.
Oh, there you go.
Damn.
You know, if the person's sleeping with an attractive black woman, then Shani knows because he's hating.
Right.
Shani has to know for his hating files.
But now I like him.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.